baseball's annual celebration of the long ball, as the Home Run Derby was held at Dodger Stadium last night. And yes, since it was Dodger Stadium, the crowd was late to arrive. But when the seats finally filled in, they witnessed Washington's Juan Soto, who's the subject of many trade rumors, beat out Seattle Mariners rookie Julio Rodriguez in the final round, 19-18. Rodriguez, who was the sixth seed, beat out second seed and two-time defending Home Run Derby champion Pete Alonso from the New York Mets, 31-23 in the semifinals. Soto hit a total of 53 home runs. He advanced to the finals by eliminating Cleveland's Jose Ramirez 18-17 in round one, and then the Cardinals' Albert Pujols 16-15 in the semifinals. And we might not be done with the home run hitting contest just yet. If tonight's All-Star game is tied after nine innings, the American and National League will send up three hitters in a mini Home Run Derby. We'll each get three swings to determine the winner. The All-Star game begins tonight at 8 o'clock. Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw will start for the National League, and Tampa Bay's Shane McClanahan will start for the American League. In other baseball news, the MLB draft wraps up today. The draft lists are full of names you've never heard of or will ever see on a Major League roster. But the Cubs did draft a player that has a familiar last name, and his father did make a Major League roster. The Cubs drafted Mason McGuire in round 8. He's the son of 12-time All-Star and St. Louis Cardinals slugger Mark McGuire, whose battle with Cubs star Sammy Sosa highlighted the 1998 season when McGuire hit 70 home runs, before reported steroid usage by both players tarnished their reputations. Coming up tonight in the WNBA, Indiana visits Los Angeles at 10:30. NHL news, with the last player in the United Center, please turn out the lights. The Rats are abandoning the ship in Chicago, as now broadcaster Eddie Olczyk says he's leaving the team after 16 seasons and will fill in that same role with the second-year expansion team Seattle Kraken. In addition to Blackhawks games for NBC Sports Chicago, Olczyk did national games for the now-defunct NBC Sports Network and now for TNT and TBS. Olczyk's brother, Ricky, is an assistant GM for Seattle. The Blackhawks say they're disappointed Eddie decided to go in another direction. And if you wanted to start making your travel plans now, you can, because we finally know the dates for the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. The games will run from July 14th through the 30th. The Paralympic Games will run from August 15th through the 27th. And in other Olympic news, the USA women's soccer team defeated Canada 1-0 last night on a goal by Alex Morgan in the 78th minute to give the U.S. the CONCACAF Regional Championship and secures a berth in the 2024 Summer Games in Paris. For more sports and the scores from last night, and the schedule of today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Tuesday, July 19th, I'm Dave Wolf.